So you clicked on this video and you have no idea if this video is AI generated. And I say that figuratively a little bit, but it's also true. I'll just spoil for you that the background is AI generated because I use AI generated stuff for a lot of the pictures and my branding and stuff. But how do you know that I'm not just an AI generated voice? I mean, how do you know that I didn't just put a whole bunch of words into some kind of text box and then just AI generate an entire YouTube channel that's actually just based on a whole bunch of random stuff that you asked ChatGPT? Realistically, you don't. And depending on when you watch this video, there's a chance that it's like too late, right? This video is released in 2024. And about like 2 days ago, ChatGPT 4 just got announced, I think 4.0 or 4.0. And there are people that are like talking to it and stuff. And you can't tell it's real, or if it's real or if it's not real. You can't actually tell, which is like disturbingly crazy, but it's true. You can't tell the difference between a real person talking and the AI generated like voice, right? Because not only is there inflection with the breathing and all that stuff, but you just can't tell. And I say this because it's unfortunate that we're at this point now where you can't tell a human being apart from a machine. Like that line is getting thinner and thinner and thinner every day. And the it's one of those things. I forget, there's a theory about this that I forgot what it's called, but there's something about it that goes along the lines of like, you know, the more times there, technology is always going to be advancing because there's that fundamental idea that like, if it can be done, someone's going to do it. And the reason someone's going to do it is because of the fear that somebody else does it first. And so I might as well do it first. And so because of that, you know, AI is always going to be developed and it's going to be pushed to its absolute limit because of course it is, right? And so I don't sit here and panic about it. What I'm trying to do is think to myself, how are we supposed to get ahead of this thing? Because I think it's coming soon. I think it's actually probably going to be a good thing. Like the net outcome of it's probably going to be a good thing. But at the same time, it's going to disrupt the entire world very quickly. Jobs are going to be taken over by these, by AI. It's going to, the work culture is going to change. Problems that needed to be solved by people will be solved by machines. So the entire world's the whole thing is just going to change the economy, the society, the culture. And so I kind of try to just think like, how can I step myself back and just say, hey, I'm not going to worry about all this crap that people are saying about how the world's ending because machines are coming. And it's just like, I said this in a different video where I said the world can end without me, but it's true. I don't really think that, I think it sucks that we're at a point where like, as a Zoomer, like, I think it's really unfortunate that there's a very, very strong possibility that my job and all future career prospects that I was going down, I was going down a particular career path. And I think it's unfortunate that AI will essentially be able to oversee that. Like it will just outperform anything I could ever do at a fraction of the price, which makes it so that it's unlikely that my job is ever, that the job path and career path that I wanted to go down is clearly not going to be a sustainable solution for me because AI is going to take it over. And that sucks, but what am I going to do about it, right? What can I do to fix the problem for myself instead of sitting around and being like, wow, it sucks that the world's going to end, you know, I'm not going to do that. I would much rather think honestly and openly about some of the what the options are. And as I said before, I would rather not live in a world where I'm just walking around panicking for the next 6 years until Skynet shows up 6 years from now. And it's like, I would rather just have it happen and have enjoyed the 6 years prior, if that makes sense. And so I think the technology is really cool, but at the same time, you know, like I have a big problem with the fact that, I just don't want to be a doomer about it. You know, I just kind of look at it as neutral. Like I understand that it sucks because like I said, it's going to have a serious impact on my life and the lives of hundreds of millions of people, billions of people. But at the same time, we're not helpless, or at least I choose not to be helpless as best as I can, because I feel like it's just a much healthier outlook to life than to point to all the things going on in the world and saying, that's the reason my life sucks. You know, I would rather just have a more positive outlook about what I'm going to be able to do as technology continues to advance, right?